While the West is drying out, the northeastern U.S. is getting wetter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Tim Cook, assistant professor in the Department of Earth, Environment, and Physics at Worcester State University, explores the effects of a wetter climate in this region.
Instrumental observations indicate that many regions of the globe, including the northeastern U.S., are getting wetter. Could the resultant increase in soil moisture increase damage during storms? To find out, University of Massachusetts graduate student Brian Yellen, Professor John Woodruff, and myself collected sediment cores from New England lakes after flooding from Hurricane Irene in 2011. Irene's flooding resulted in a much thicker deposit than previous historical floods with higher peak flows. This matched observations following Irene of widespread landslides and undermining of roads. Many impacted towns were cut off for days. Additionally, sediments mobilized by Irene were anomalously enriched in minerals found in old glacial deposits. Past event layers were not enriched in these same minerals, indicating that Irene had achieved something that prior floods had not. That is, erode sediments from deposits not moved since the last glaciation over 10,000 years ago. But Hurricane Irene's rainfall was not unprecedented. So why was the event so damaging? When we looked at rain in the prior month, we found that Irene came on the tails of a very wet period. Total rain for the month preceding Irene was high enough to put it in the top 5%, our smoking gun. Irene was unprecedented, not because of overall rainfall, but rather that this rain fell atop a very wet preceding month, and wet soil is easier to erode. When we considered how the probability of erosive events like Irene has changed with recent increases in background rainfall patterns, we saw a concerning trend. Based just on recent increases in background precipitation, not extreme events, we have seen the probability for highly erosive events like Irene quadruple in the northeastern U.S. during the 20th century, a trend that is expected to continue into the future.
That was Tim Cook of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Come to get now.